So, as I mentioned, I was in Bombay in 1955, met Ambedkar for the second time. But there was another meeting in Straw, and that took place sometime after the mass conversion, and it took place in Delhi towards the end of 1956. And that was the time of the celebration of the 2500th anniversary of Buddhism, reckoning from the date of the Buddha's parinirvana. And of course it was partly on account of it being the 2500th anniversary of Buddhism that Ambedkar had chosen that particular year for the great mass conversion. So Ambedkar was in Delhi then, at the same time as I was, in connection with that celebration. So again I went to see him, this time taking with me a number of Buddhists, and we went with the intention of congratulating him on his own conversion to Buddhism and on the success of the conversion movement, because by that time, in addition to the 380,000 who'd converted personally at his hands, several hundred thousand had converted elsewhere since. So I met Ambedkar again, but I was sorry to see he was greatly changed. When I met him the second time, yes, he was suffering severely from arthritis, but by this time he was suffering from all sorts of complaints, and he was clearly an old, tired and very sick man. But he insisted on talking. We were all sitting out in the compound, in the sunshine. He was sitting at the table. We were sitting on chairs in a semicircle around him. And he and I talked at some length. But I could see that he was very tired, and he really shouldn't be out in the sun, even though he's wearing a solar topi and talking so much. But he insisted on talking. More than once I tried to say goodbye, but he said, no, no, stay, I still have more to say. And I could tell he was very, very worried about the future of the movement he'd started. He seemed to be very aware of his own frailty. He was only in his middle 60s, but he'd led a very hard and difficult and very active life, and was suffering, as I said, from all sorts of ailments. And at the end of our, towards the end of our conversation, he was just leaning forward, resting his arms on the table, and his head was almost on the table too. He was so tired, but he wanted to talk. And we actually talked for 2 hours, which was really astonishing considering his state of health. And I could see his wife getting more and more anxious. She was a doctor. So in the end I said, I really must go. You really must take rest. So off I went. He seems to have recovered a bit during the next few days, because he went off to Kathmandu to a meeting of the World Fellowship of Buddhists. And he gave there a lecture on the Buddha and Karl Marx, which was a bit controversial. He was, by the way, not a Marxist, and was very critical of communism and didn't like any of his followers to be communists.